Joining us now to talk about the Allied military campaign in Afghanistan is retired Air Force Colonel Robert Chandler. Colonel Chandler, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Let's go back over a few years to compare what we're seeing in Afghanistan to Kosovo, to the Gulf War. By those comparisons, it seems to be a rather quiet beginning.
Well, quiet beginning depends on how many targets you're going after and how difficult they are to knock out. In the case of Serbia, as an example, there were a lot of targets to go after, and we did, I don't know, 55, as I remember, 55 targets on the first night. We didn't touch the people that were on the border with Kosovo, those that did most of the damage and the harm to the individuals. And that may have been a mistake in terms of not doing that. But it was a very small pinprick, and it was driven politically rather than militarily in terms of the size that we did. This particular case, you would have to sit down and analyze the targets and how many aim points are there. Some targets are easy to do. You can do it with one bomb, one missile. Others you may need two, three, four, five, depending on how they're spread out and how much damage you want to be able to achieve.
They say that this is not a particularly target-rich environment here.
Well, that's a truism. And at the same time, some of them may be very difficult to go after and because of the terrain itself.
Did you expect to see any video? Again, going back to the Gulf War, we saw a lot of presentations of smart bombs heading and cruise missiles going into Baghdad. Did you expect to see any bomb damage assessment video today from the Pentagon?
I would have thought to have seen some battle damage assessment, but the reason we didn't is you have to take a look at the process that they have got to go through to be able to clean it up, to be able to look at it in terms of they may not give you the best photographs that they've got. And there's a process that they have to go through. It's an awful long way. There's a lot of equipment that has to be done. There's a lot of reading that has to be done very, very carefully. And in terms of the terrain itself, with a lot of things scattered around, it can be difficult to read the damage to some of those targets.
Talking about technology here, what is new? We're hearing about global positioning, satellite control of certain bombs. How does that work?
Basically, what happens is you take a standard bomb, except for the JDAM, which is on the B-2, and it's a kit that goes on the tail section of a bomb, and it's a radio receiver, and it's a triangulation with three satellites, and the bomb, when it's released, in essence, is interrogating the satellites. It says, where am I in relation to the ground and the target where it's supposed to go, and the satellites come back and say, you're here. Where am I? You're here. Where am I? You're here. Of course, this goes in milliseconds in terms of the processing. And it then adjusts itself. There's small wings, canards, that will help it adjust itself in terms of adjusting with the wind to be able to get the precision accuracy.
I've heard that it works very well, but it does not work against the side of a mountain. It's hard to get it to work that way.
The side of the mountain is always a problem. There are some specialized things that can be able to do that. Blackhawk helicopters might be useful in some cases.
With people you're talking
with
about.
With people, yeah.
Yes. Well, the side of the mountain is precisely what the United States is trying to target here.
Well, you do the best you can with the weapons that you can, and that may be the reason for the number of weapons versus the number of targets. When you can only hit, let's say, 65% is your confidence level, and you want to raise that means you have to put in more bombs to raise that confidence level to whatever level you think you want to have it to be sure of the destruction.
Thank you, Colonel Chandler. Robert Chandler is a retired Air Force colonel and the author of The New Face of War, Weapons of Mass Destruction and the Revitalization of America's Transoceanic Military Strategy.